Welcome back, everybody, to Yomi Tirup Tidaf Tzadi Alpha Mbez 91B, and we're in the very bottom of Daf Tzadi Alpha Man Aleph. Comes the Gemara and says, Bamine Rav Amir Rav Nachman. So Rav came and asked of Rav Nachman, Zara Kazayas Truma Levayas Tameh. So if someone threw in a Kazayas worth of Truma into a house that is Tameh, Mahu, what would the halacha be? So Gemara says, what are you trying to ask? What kind of question is this? Lamai. Either Indian Shabbos, if we're talking about carrying out on Shabbos, if that's really what the shaila is about. So we know that when it comes to food, kigrogeris, but you need the equivalent of a dried fig. That's the shear when it comes to food. So a kazayas doesn't really matter. Ilanian tuma. And if it's about tuma that we're asking, meaning whether this truma now became tume to the point where it can transmit tuma to other types of food. So in that situation, kibetza ochlin bayinan. So over there, you would need a kibetza worth of food. So what kind of question is this when we're saying kazayas? What are we really trying to refer to? Because if we're talking about Shabbos, then it has to be kigrogeris. And if we're talking about tuma, it needs to be a kibetza. Now it's important to remember a grogeris is two times a kibetza. So what is going on in this Gemara? So answer the Gemara, Leolam Le'inin Shabbos. Really, this question was about Hilchot Shabbos going to Ika Pachos mi kibetza ochlin v'hai mashlima lebetza. And the case was as follows, where inside the house there was partial half of a kibetza of food, and you then threw this other part of the kibetza in there, and it landed right next to it, and together, joined together, they equal kibetza, which would impact Hilchos Tumah and allow this Truma then go and transmit Tumah to other types of foods. So now that it's enough for Tumah, says the Gemara, Mai. So what would the halacha be in this situation? Mid mitzterif linyan Tumah, once it combined in terms of Hilchos Tumah, maybe Michayev Nami linyan Shabbos. Maybe we should also say that once it combined for Hilchos Tumah, that's also going to be enough for Hilchos Shabbos, even though generally you need a kigrogeris, you need a dried fig amount. Once we already said that it combines together for this tuma amount, maybe that would be the same thing. Oh, Dilma, or maybe we say kolin in Shabbos kigrogeris, but none. No, no matter what, when we're talking about Shabbos, you need a grogeris amount, and it doesn't matter if there's enough for tuma purposes. That's a totally separate halacha than the halachos of Shabbos. So what's the answer to this question? So Rav Nachman tries to bring a proof. So Amar Leir Rav Nachman says back to Rav Tanisua, we already have a precedent for this from the following brisa. Abashol Amar Abashol says shtei alechem alechem apanim shiurin kigrogeris. Then when we're talking about the carbon shtei alechem, which is brought around Shavuos time, and lechem apanim, which was there every single week in the Beis HaMikdash, so the shear, in order to make them chayef for carrying out on Shabbos, is kigrogeris, is a grogeris, a dried fig, just like every other type of food on Shabbos. But ask the Gemara, ask Rav Nachman, if that's really true, v'amai, why is that the case? Lema midle inyin yotze bekizayis, linin Shabbos nami bekizayis. We should say that just as there's a halacha that tells us when you take out a kizayis worth of those breads or of these breads, then once it's out of the azara, then that's going to be a problem if you were to then go and eat it outside of that place and use it for the karbonos outside of there, that would be a big problem. So there the shear is for a kizayis. So once we're saying that it combines for a kizayis for that halacha, let us also say that it will combine for a kizayis by Hilchos Shabbos as well. And you don't need the grogeris. From the fact that the brisa did not say this, shows us that the same thing would be true in our case. We're not going to say just because it combined for a kibetza by Hilchos Tumma means that it's going to be enough for a grogeris by Hilchos Shabbos. They're two totally separate areas of halacha, so rather we cannot do anything, and we see this very clearly from this brisa talking about taking out the lechem apanim and the shtei alechem. So answers the Gemara though, Haki Hashtar, is this really a valid proof? A hasam over there by the case of the shtei alechem and the lechem apanim, mida afke chutz lechom asazara. Once you take out those loaves of bread from the walls of the azara, if silebi yotze, so now it becomes disqualified through this halacha of yotze that you can't eat it outside of that area. A Shabbos lo mechayev, but it has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos and the isurim of carrying anything out. Adimapagled the rishis haram until you get all the way to a rishis haram, because you're still in the Beis HaMikdash, you're just outside of the azara. So the isser of yotze and the isser of Shabbos happened at two totally different times. So that's not similar at all to our case, because hacha over here in our case of throwing food into a tameh house, Shabbos v'tuma ba'ade adadik. The Isser of Shabbos and the Isser of Tumah happened at the exact same time, so that's why you can't bring a proof from that question. Now the Gemara goes to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Chazar v'yichniso, that if the person went back and took the stuff that they took out for the purpose of planting the seed, whatever it was, where we said the shear is kol shehu, so if you actually changed your mind and you took it back in, then eino chayev ela kishiru. You're only going to be chayev for what the proper shear is, as opposed to a kol shehu, because you no longer are using it for that purpose of either planting it or for a fuah or for whatever else it was for. So ask the Gemara Pshita, that's obvious, because once you decide not to plant the seed, so it's going to be treated just like every other person, where the regular shear is how we are judged. So answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya Abaya says, Hacham Mayaskinan, what are we talking about? Kingon Shin Zrakol La'otzer. No, we're talking about a case where he didn't actually say that he's changing his mind and he doesn't want to plant it anymore. He just simply threw the seed back into the storehouse from which it came, which seems to give off the impression that he doesn't want to do it anymore, but he didn't say anything explicitly. But Umekomo Nikar, but his in the initial place where this seed was, it didn't just blend into everything else. You were able to still tell that it was distinct and recognizable. So Mahu Dedema, you would think, Kamon Nikar, Bimilse Kamaisaka, you might think, since its place is still recognizable, recognizable. So it still maintains its original status as something which was set aside for planting. Kamash Malan, Midazarke Lotar, Batule Bafle. Once you throw it into the Otsar, once you throw it into the storehouse with the other food, then it gets rid of your initial das, and therefore it's just going to be treated like everything else. That's the Chiddush. That's why the Mishnah had to say that it goes back to Kishi Uro, like what it's supposed to be. Good. Now we are up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Ha-motzi ochlen unisanan al ha-yiskupa. So if someone takes out food from his house, from the Rishus HaYachid, and he puts it on this area between your house and the Rishus HaRabim, so it's like this porch area, so what's the halach over there? So bein shechazer votzion, whether you yourself return it and then take it out into Rishus HaRabim, or bein shotzion achar, or whether someone else takes it from that porch area and goes and puts it into Rishus HaRabim, putter, everyone's going to be putter. Why? Since no one person did the entire melacha at one time, because you know you need an akira and hanachi, you need to start in one rishas, go to the other rishas, go from rishas haram to rishas yachid or vice versa. But if there's this middle step by this porch thing, this iskupa, then that's not going to be chayev at all. It's going to be pater. And the Tiv actually points out the chiddush is that it's pater av alasr. We know in Hilchos Shabbos pater could still mean chayev midrabanan, but let's assume for right now pater means fully exempt over here. Now the Mishnah goes on with another halacha. Kupa shimalei aperus. If you have a basket that's filled with produce from your house, from the sana ali skupa al chitona, and you put it on the outer part of this porch, it's very close to Rishus HaRabim. Afal pisha rov peros mibachot, even though most of the produce in the basket is fully outside because it's like dangling over, so it's outside into the Rishus HaRabim, still pater acha yotzi es koakupa. Still, you're going to be putter because as long as some of it remains in the Rishus HaYachid, you're still going to be putter until the entire basket is in Rishus HaRabim. So now the Gemara comes and analyzes this Mishnah. Hai iskupa mai. So what is this case of this threshold? What's the case of this porch? Ilei ma iskupa Rishus HaRabim putter. So if you're going to tell me this iskupa, this porch is treated like a Rishus HaRabim, then how could we possibly say pater? Because you're bringing it from your house into Rishus HaRabim, that's Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim, how could we possibly say that you're going to be pater? El iskupa Rishus HaYachid. Rather, it's really considered a case of Rishus HaYachid. But if that's case, then we have the problem with the next part of the Mishnah, which said, bein shechazer votzion, bein shehotzion acher pater. That whether you yourself pick it up from this porch and bring it out into the public, or someone else takes it from the porch and puts it out into the public, you're going to be pater because no one did the full melacha. But if it's true that we treat this porch as Rishus HaYachid, then hakamapik Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. Then either you or someone else just took something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and that is going to be a problem. So what's this case of iskupa? What are we referring to? El iskupa karmos. Rather, this iskupa is really referring to a karmos. It's a throwback to what we've discussed with Hotza, that a karmos is something between 3 and 9 tefachim high and 4 by 4 wide, and it's this rishus midrabanan. V'akamashmona, what it's coming to teach us is taima denach b'karmos. The only reason the person is sponsored is because it rested. It was placed down in this karmos. But ha lo nach b'karmos, but if it did not rest in the karmos, but you just passed through a karmos, then mechayev. Meaning if you went from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim and you walked through a karmelis, you're still going to be chayev because that is considered one akira and one hanacha, as opposed to this shita that we are about to see of Ben Azai. Masnisin the loka Ben Azai, which means that our Mishnah is not like Ben Azai, Ditani, because the Brisa tells us, Hamotzi mechanus lepaltia derech stav, that if someone goes and transfers from a Rishus HaYachid to a public place through this sort of bench area, through a karmelis, so chayev, you're going to be chayev, u Ben Azai pater. But Ben Azai says, no, you're going to be pater because even walking through a karmelis is going to make you putter, whereas our Mishnah and the other author in this brisa says, no, only if it's placed down maybe in the karmelis will it change anything, but if it's just walking through there, then it's still going to be chayev. Good, now comes the Gemara and goes to the next part of the Mishnah. Kupa shi'imalei, so we said if this basket is filled with produce, it's going from your house, so until the entire thing is into the Rishus HaRabim, you are going to be pater. So says the Gemara, Chizkiya says, lo shanu elu b'kupa malei kishunu luin. So says Chizkiya, our Mishnah, which says pater, is only talking about a case with very long vegetables, like cucumbers or zucchinis or stuff like that, where each of the things are very long. Aval malei acharda, but if it's filled with different seeds, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv because part of it might be in Rishus HaYachid, but the other part, a significant amount of the seeds, are dangling over into Rishus HaRabim. You now went from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, it's going to be a problem. So what we see from here, from the sheet of Chizkiya, is Alma, Kasavar Eged, Kli, Loshmei Eged. We see from Chizkiya that this type of vessel that's together, you have a whole box filled with seeds, they're not treated as one unit. We look at them each independently, and since many of them are in Rishus HaRabim, you now have a problem. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says, I feel malei achardal, even if they're all filled with seeds, pater, still you're going to be pater, because alma kasavar eged klishmei eged. It's all treated as one unit, and since it's all treated as one unit, as until the entire thing is in Rishus HaRabim, it is not going to be chayv. Amar Rabbi Zera says, Masisin de lo kechizkiya daiko, de lo kerbi Yochanan daiko. Our Mishnah seems to not follow Chizkiya or Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because Kichizkiya lo daika, It doesn't go like Chizkiah. Again, Chizkiah is the one who said that it is treated independently. Each thing is treated individually. So Diktani, because our Mishnah says, Achiyotis Koakupa. Our Mishnah says the only reason, the only way that you are going to be chayiv is if you take out the entire basket. Hakol HaPeros. But if someone were to take out all of the fruit without taking the basket, Pater, you'd be Pater. Alma Kasavar Eged Klishme Eged. This seems to clearly show us that when you have a whole box of something or a whole vessel of something, it is considered bonded together and it's all treated as one unit. But also, Rabbi Yochanan Lodaika. We also don't follow Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that it is all treated as one big unit. Diktani, because it says in our Mishnah, Afal Pisha Rov Peros Bachutz, that even though most of the produce is outside, in Rosh Hashanah, still you're going to be Pater. Time into Rov Peros. The reason why you're going to be Pater is because Rov Peros are outside, but if Hakol Peros, but if all the Peros were outside, Afal Gav Dagida Kupa Migavai. Even though the vessel itself is still mostly or inside, still Chayiv, you're going to be Chayiv as long as it was all the fruit. Alma Kasavar Eged Kli Goch Meged. We see from here that each thing is treated individually, and as long as the fruits are outside, even if the basket's still inside, you are going to be chayev. So we don't seem to follow either one. But now comes the Gemara and says, wait a minute, if we're not following either one, and we have questions each way, that means our Mishnah is a problem. That means our Mishnah has a stira. How are we going to answer that stira within our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Chizkiyah mitaretz tamei, Rabbi Yochanan mitaretz tamei. Each would answer according to their shita. Chizkiyah mitaretz tamei, Chizkiyah would say, Achi yotzi es koa kupa. When the Mishnah said that you need to take out the entire basket, that means bamedvar mamurim bekupa molea kishu and luin. That's talking about these long vegetables like a zucchini or a cucumber, where you can't have all of it out really because it's going to be part in, part out. That's why it's going to be part of molea charda. But if it was filled with seeds, nase kimishoti es koa kupa v'chayv. Then it would be as if all of it was taken out and you would be chayv. Rabbi Yochanan mitaretz tamei. Rabbi Yochanan also answers according to his shita. He says, Afal pisharof peretz bachutz. What does the Mishnah say when it says, even though most of the produce is outside, which seemed to imply that if all the produce was outside, even without the vessel or the box, it would still be chayv. Lo rov peros belvad, ela afilu kol peros. Really what it means to say is that even if it was all the peros, pater achiyotzi es kol akupa. Even if it was all the peros, you would be pater until it was the entire basket. Good. Now the Gemara comes and tries to bring a proof between which, who is right with Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan. So basically we have a challenge on Chizkiyah from the following brisa. Amotzi kupas arochin. So someone took out a peddler's basket filled with spices and you took it out of a rishus ha-yachid. And son Ali kupa al-chiton, and you put it by the end of this porch area by close to the rishus ha-rabim. Part of it is sticking out into rishus ha-rabim, part of it's not. So afal pi sherov minim bachutz, even though most of these types of spices inside the basket are outside in the Rishus HaRabim, even though it's there, Pater Achiyotzias Koakupa. You're going to be Pater until the entire basket is taken out. So Kasal Kadaitach Bitzrare Kasha Lechuskia. This seems to be talking about a bundle of shredded spices, of small things, and still we see you're not going to be chayev until the entire basket is taken out. This seems to be a question against Chizkiyah, so Amar Chizkiyah, Chizkiyah would just stay back, Hachav Mayaskinan, Be'ornasi. Rather, no, what are we talking about? We're talking about a case of long type of spices that are similar to this cucumber or zucchini, and that's why it's going to have the halacha that it does, but really the halacha is that we treat each thing individually. We'll continue with more proofs in this discussion. This is Daf Tzadi, Aleph Amid Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.